Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2, giving y'all a Sunday show. You know, it's a special show today, giving y'all Melissa Prim, y'all. She is the owner and the creator of Diana Loves Beauty and Boutique Bar, and she's also the still close friend and ex of Floyd Mayweather. So just throw that out there. She is a very cool lady, y'all. Y'all definitely got to check out the interview, don't go nowhere. And also going to be dropping some jams for my independent artists. Going to get them out there. But, you know, before I do that, got to give you a little dirt, little gossip, little reality. Got my girl MJ rolling with me today. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
Thank you for rolling with me today on this Sunday madness, girl. Got to watch them Texans today.
Yes.
Texans going to put it down today. Texans going to win this
we'll
game today.
We'll see
it snowing
in Green Bay.
Green Bay going to put it on,
we'll
you
see.
Think? I hope not.
I
they need
know.
A game.
It's
they need
right
some.
0-0.
Well,
they need
still
some.
0-0.
I don't know what it's about today, though. Yeah.
I wish JJ was still out there. I miss my 99. I miss my boo-boo. Anyway,
aww.
Let's talk about a little reality tea, girl. I don't know if you saw Black Ink Chicago. Oh, boy.
Not
and Ashley got married. That's my boo. He's my boo, too. He got married.
Aww.
Did you see that wedding?
Aww, congratulations. No, I didn't
yeah,
see it.
They got married. Done. The beard man. He's actually kind of cute.
Oh,
and that Ryan.
What he cheating around with somebody before?
Girl, yeah, he cheated on her after, like a day or two before the wedding when they had the strippers up in there. I was like, right. Well, we don't know if he really did.
Oh,
it.
My goodness.
I don't know. He may not have. But kudos to them. Kudos to Dunn and Ashley. I'm going to move on from them. And I don't know if you've been watching My Love and Hip Hop to New York. I'm going to say Atlanta.
Yes, I have. The Creek
Girl,
one.
They got Snoop from The Wire that. On there. I said,
yes,
okay,
I
so I got to see what's going to develop with her. I know she has a record label or something that she's trying to promote, and she's bringing her girl from Chicago in there to, I guess, get her into the music industry. So, but she like she's going to kind of jail up in there with the Creek Squad.
Yeah, well, I mean, just the last couple of weeks she's been doing her own thing, so yeah, she could fit really well with the Creek Squad.
She is.
Yeah.
And you see, she had a sex toy line too.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
girl, I ain't mad at you. Get it? That's what I'm talking about. That's what you're supposed to do.
Make your money.
That's right. Who else was on there? Oh, you see, my girl Cardi B got a teeth fit.
Yes.
But Cardi is
messing with her.
I said myself, God wouldn't have did it for nobody but myself. But she is on fire right now. I'm liking her new records that she's putting out. I don't know if you pay attention to her single, but she got some nice little jams.
Well, she said she's pretty much successful, so I believe it. Go ahead, Cardi B.
Yeah. That's the way she got to do that stripping almost. So kudos to my girl, Cardi B. So what's going on with these Real Housewives of Atlanta? They in court. What happened with this?
I guess that scene they shot when Kenya had her so-called housewarming, I guess she never got a permit with the city, so she got fined $1,000.
Okay, so I don't understand. So if the crew came to film, seemed like all that would have been taken care of.
Well, I guess since it's her residence, she has to. Well, I guess since it's her residence, she has to get it in her name.
Maybe they had. Food,
I guess.
Maybe they had a lot of. I guess too much publicity going on at the Moore Manor. You know, maybe like you know they were saying they had a lot of traffic and the neighbors was complaining. But based
on the
location,
you got the bright lights. You got it. Well, I mean, they're still a neighborhood, so I would think.
But to be based on the location, it looks like her house is secluded. You know, it's like by itself. I don't see no other houses nowhere.
Well, you know, sometimes those little neighborhoods have houses distance apart, but if you block in the street or you got camera crews all over the place and you're making a bunch of noise, that's serving the peace.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw her sitting in court. I was like, okay, with this. So what happened with Sheree?
$1,000.
Something happened with her, too?
I think the same thing happened with her when I guess she had a party as well that didn't get a permit either, so I don't know.
But I thought her house wasn't complete, though.
Well, I don't think it was her actual, I don't think it was a new house she had. I think it may be a previous party she had in the past.
Oh,
but it
okay.
happened at the same
okay.
time. It happened once, yeah, earlier on.
Okay.
So, vote to sell. Make sure you get a permit if you're going to have a big party.
Well, I don't know if you heard that Evelyn Lozano is going to come back to the Basketball Wives. I guess with her back on there, spruce up a little thing. But Tammy already got it. Tammy holding it down right now, so we don't really need Evelyn to come back. So.
Well, you know, Evelyn always bring that different flair because she has a style. You know, everybody likes the style or whatnot.
She do. I do miss her.
Yeah,
I really do miss her.
Yeah, and she got a different, even though she's not a basketball wife technically anymore. She's more of a,
no,
she's
a baseball wife.
Yeah, so. It'll be interesting since you had a little kid and all that stuff to see how she has calmed down, if she has calmed down. But then what was true is that Dwayne Wade's baby mother, not his wife, but the Brent's baby mother, is supposed to be on there too.
Ooh. Well, that's going to be juicy.
So.
And missing.
Yeah, so we'll see how that one works out.
Well, we got so we'll probably have to, it'll be another year for they even come out because it took Basketball Wives a long time to come back.
It really did.
It took them a while. Atlanta's taking them a while to come back.
Oh yeah.
Like well, I guess you know with their personal lives and things going on, it takes a while to tape and stuff. So I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. What else was out there? Nothing else. Did somebody have a baby?
No.
Oh, well, I'm putting it out there. Somebody had a baby. We don't know who. somebody had some babies. I'm wearing it. They probably shouldn't have had it, but I don't know. Anyway, well, thank you for rolling with me today, MJ.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. That was my girl, MJ. You know, we got to give you a little dirt, a little gossip, a little reality. Sometimes we can't remember everything, but we know the mess and stuff, though. But anyway, going to drop a couple of jams, and I'm going to come back. Going to have Melissa Brim just chopping it up, talking about how her struggles was, how she got into her boutique, the line of fashion, and a little more self-talking. So don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk Too.
This is South Beach. This is Will Day. Killer T. Hey, what? Kicking it with the homegirl Cindy. Old and tall, too.
Let go. That piff, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you light work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you light work.
you. YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Real Thought, you claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited. A lot of y'all taking the credit and even writing. Now you spitting it and come from the hall, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you.
Let's go. nothing wrong with that, no ma'am.
That's right.
So tell us about this boutique. I looked at some of the clothes, but you don't have none of my size. But we'll talk about that later. So tell us, how did you start your boutique? I love your clothes.
Thank you. I wanted to open me a salon. That's what I really, like, had my dream, you know, my focus was on that. I went to school, got my cosmetology license, and I just knew, you know, that's what I was going to want to do. But as, you know, time went by and stuff, I felt like I'd lost the passion for it, and then I really am into fashion and, you know, dressing and, you know, making women feel good. So
right.
I said, well, you know what, let me try a clothing boutique. And then I was like, well, you know, I could try to incorporate maybe a salon in the back of the clothing boutique. You know, what? Maybe just like a weird idea, but you never know. So,
but you know what? You think about it. I haven't seen any like that. So I wonder, do they even exist? Have you ever seen any?
You know what? I've never seen nothing like that myself, so it wasn't even an idea that I got from some web money or anything. I felt like it was very authentic. I came up with myself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. Again, I was like, you know what? Well, when I open this boutique, this is what I'm going to do. So when I did my build out, I made sure that in the back of my boutique, I did, you know, I had enough for two stations. I had two shampoo bowls, dryers, you know, everything.
Okay.
And I had turned it into a salon. Well, the only thing was, you know, I've been open almost 3 years now. And for 2 years, I had that back open, and I just could not keep anybody back there.
Sure.
It was like, you know, it just was something that wasn't working for me. So I said, well, if that's not working for you, what is the next thing? So now I have a nail bar in the back, and I have two nail techs back there. I got two pedicure chairs, two stations for them, and that's working out better for me. So, you know, when something doesn't work, you got to, you know, go to plan B.
That's right.
That's what I did. So now I have the boutique, and then I have a nail bar in the back. But it works out good, and then you got to remember the nail techs having clients and stuff, that's bringing people into the boutique, more women coming in. You know, they see it. They're like, oh, my God, I've never seen nothing like this. So it's really cool. It's really something different, and, you know, it's I love it. And I'm like, when I say hands-on, I'm very hands-on involved.
Yes.
I do all the shopping with my vendors, everything. I make the trip to L.A. I do everything that I have to do.
Okay, so do you design your clothes, or you just basically, you know, handcraft and figure out, okay, this is what I want, this is the style they're seeing, this is what you want to get? Like you say, you go shop with the vendors and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just shop with the vendors right now. And, you know, to be honest with you, I wouldn't mind working on my own. I wanted to do, like, a blazer line.
Uh-huh.
But I would not mind getting into the, you know, side of having my own line. I actually would love it, but I know there's a lot of work involved in it, and if anything, that would be like, you know, a project that I definitely would work on.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, how did you come up with the name of your boutique?
Now, the name of my boutique is my son and my daughter's name combined.
Okay.
You know, my son's name is Davion, and then my daughter's name is Ayana.
Yeah.
The Dev and Yana, and put it Devana.
Okay.
On a love boutique. And then the love, that part just comes from my love of fashion and, you know, making women feel, you know, beautiful. And that's pretty much it. That's how I got that.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, for any upcoming, I guess, women call and reach out to us all the time on the station, and they always want to open up their own businesses. They just don't know where to start. I mean, give them a word of wisdom. What would you say to someone that's trying to follow the success line that you actually created? What would you tell a person?
Well, I definitely would let them know to, you know, first and foremost, anything that you have an idea of, a dream about, or whatever, you always want to pursue that and move forward with it. Never let anybody, you know, get in your way and tell you that it can't be done. You know, you're going to have people who, you know, when you are trying to open a business, they're going to tell you all the negative things about opening a business.
Right.
Businesses fail within the first year. You know, are you sure this is something? Do you have enough this? Do you have enough that? Like I said, if you have the money to be able to do it, the means to be able to do it, always, always, always move forward. I wouldn't tell somebody, in my opinion, if it's your very last of what you have, to take something and do that, because it may not be the best thing, because you're going to lose a lot of money when you first open a business.
Mm-hmm.
So in my eyes, you know, I really had a lot of support, and Floyd helped me open my business.
Okay.
But I kind of sometimes think back and be like, wow, maybe I should have just did online. Then I wouldn't have any overhead, and I wouldn't have to worry about this. You know, there's certain things I wouldn't have to have worried about. But, you know, the fact that, you know, I had a strong support system behind
right.
me, I was able to, you know, achieve it and do it. So like I said, if you have the means to be able to do it, of course, move forward. But if it's it and just really plan it out.
Right.
That's all. That's my main thing.
That's true. But like you said, the main thing is your support system was strong. And that's the
main thing.
Make
sure that you're very passionate about it.
That's right.
If you're passionate about it, you will succeed anyway.
Do your kids want to open up their own businesses?
You know what? My son is actually working on his clothing line that he's had. He's been working on this for like some years now. But
okay.
He actually just, you know, without me, you know, he's gotten his LLC corporation. He's done everything that he needed to do to move forward with his clothing line. And he's actually trying to actually tie it in with some other things because it has to kind of do with, I don't want to say, like, the name of his clothing line is called Baked, right?
Okay.
But it has, of course, it has the chronic leaf on it, but
okay.
It actually doesn't, the name of it doesn't have anything to do with marijuana. It
okay.
actually stands for Breaking Average Culture Every Day.
Okay.
And the fact that medicinal and, you know, that weed is being legalized a lot of places
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
he's trying to look into getting his product, you know, his label put on a lot of products, you know, the baked products and stuff. So actually, he's very smart with what he's doing. So I'm actually proud of him. And he's working and, you know, he's doing everything he has to do on that end.
So
my daughter's still kind of young right now.
Okay.
She's still kind of making her mind up on what she wants to do.
But see, the main thing is they have you, a big inspiration. You're successful with your boutique, and they so
right.
you're the main inspiration. So I'm sure they probably will branch out and do it. So that's
oh, yeah.
that's an awesome thing.
Oh, I know my son is. He's not playing.
That's right. Down boy. How old is he?
Yeah. he'll be 21 in February.
Okay. Okay.
Nope.
Well,
yep.
Well, let me ask you, by you being in the limelight with, you know, with your ex, would you want to get into the world of reality or not really? I know somebody wants you on the show. As gorgeous as you are, I know somebody wants you on something.
Well, I will say that I am working on something right now.
Okay.
Say what? But I am working on something right now. I just wouldn't be involved in anything that was super drama filled. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't like,
yeah.
You know,
catty.
Fighting.
Right.
The stuff. Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like this is kind of getting old now.
Yeah.
So just bringing more positive light to, you know, what actually women are doing. You know, a lot
mm-hmm.
of people think that because you have a child with a celebrity or, you know, somebody who's, you know, of a certain stature that, you know,
right.
oh, it was planned. She did that on purpose. You know, like, you don't understand where I come from. I've known this person before. He even was very successful.
Okay.
He had something when I met him, but he became a mega superstar, you know, in the time, you know, that we've known each other.
Okay.
So,
y'all remain close, though, right? Y'all still friends, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I had the pleasure of meeting him before I went to the BET Awards last year, and I got
uh-huh.
a couple of little snaps with him, but barely tried. Baby, them, this little security team whipped him away. I was like, okay. I wanted to cry. I was like, I wanted the picture with him, the pose, but
right.
that's okay.
I was close enough.
But
okay,
I know.
That worked.
That's right. That's all right. At least I saw him.
Yeah.
But you know,
yeah,
like I said,
exactly.
with the world of reality, it is so fulfilled. I mean, you can on the TV turn on another channel, there is a lot of world of reality. And I tell a lot of my callers, I'm telling you, I have a lot of young ladies call. And I don't want to say this in a bad way, but I have one little girl call me the other day. She said, I want to be like the Kardashians. And so I just kind of, I said, well, let me ask you really quickly. I say, What do you know about the Kardashians? What do you know about them? And she would say, well, I know it was a tape, so I kind of stopped her, and I didn't want to be negative, so I just said, you know,
mm-hmm.
she was in a lot of stuff. I said she did a lot of movies with Tyler Perry. If you don't know Tyler Perry, she did some movies. And I said she's married to a successful artist. I say, so if you know her talent, then you research that person. I say, but you know what? Right now, you find you and find what you like to do. Well, I want to be a reality star. And I was like, oh, Lord, there's so many reality shows on, but nothing positive. Where these kids really want to, you know, like want to be a writer, want to write a book, or, you know, start their own clothing line. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I said, I mean, I'm not against the reality shows because maybe my eyes be glued to it. But, you know, if I had the opportunity to be on a show, I think I would be more of an empowering person trying to help them inspire to start their own business. So, you know, that's what I, you know. So hopefully you kick off your show or I'll see you somewhere soon, Miss Thing.
Definitely.
Yes.
I got a lot of things in the works, and I'm actually going to be in L.A. I got a couple meetings next weekend, so.
Okay.
Well, next week. So, I'm looking forward to it because it's been a long time coming. And
that's right.
Something that I'm passionate about. So, you know, I just, you know, I've always been the type of person that just think that if it's meant to be, it'll happen. If it's not, that's okay, too. You know?
Okay.
I don't never want to force anything. Yeah. So,
well,
I'm excited, though. We'll see what happens.
I can't wait to keep my eyes on you and if you want to know anything, you definitely stay tuned with me, and thank you for taking time to call the show.
Not a problem. I appreciate you having
me. This is Tour. This is Black T2. And we're kicking my girl Cindy. She always keep it 100.
I've been like a brother to you. You want to be about that bad, huh? I tell you what, you keep this.
Want to thank you for taking the time to listen to the show today. Again, hopefully the interview wasn't really, really low. I'll try to
rev it up just in case. But y'all reach out to Miss Melissa Brim at Divana Love and Boutique Beauty Bar. Check out her clothing line. She has some nice stuff on there, y'all. I put the links on my blog. Y'all definitely check out my blog. If you want to be on the show, y'all hit me up at opentalk2yahoo.com. If you got any ideas you want to share, you're a successful business owner, you trying to get out there, and you want an idea or story to share with us, hit me up again at opentalk2yahoo.com. And I'm looking for my big girls to get your big panties on and play with the big boys in the yard and do some freestyle rapping. Going to have a freestyle rap show next Friday. Check my blogs out. Tweet me if you want to be involved. Again, opentalk2yahoo.com. And I'm out of here.